But first, a slim majority of Arizonans do not support removing President Trump from office, according to an impeachment poll out this week. Data Orbital, a consulting firm in Phoenix that conducted the poll, found 52% do not support convicting Trump on the articles of impeachment currently being considered in the U.S. House of Representatives. 49% support impeachment, which will be up for consideration in the full House tomorrow. And 43% of those folks also support removing Trump for the charges against him. George Califf is president of Data Orbital, and he joins us in studio now. Good morning, George.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. So I want to start with the headline here. Was anything surprising in this to you?
It wasn't surprising. I think some folks have found it surprising that it's only at 52%. I think the president very clearly, he won by about 52%. The favorability numbers have been very consistent in Arizona, so nothing in the survey results caught me by surprise.
So you've been a consultant for a number of Republican candidates in Arizona over the years. What would you take from this from their point of view?
From their point of view, if you're running statewide as a Republican this year, I think that you would embrace the president as you normally would. I don't think you do anything different. I think for legislative candidates or congressional candidates, it depends area by area, which the survey obviously did not break down because the survey, the sample size would get too small. But I think statewide, as in Senator McSally, I think you embrace the president. You run right alongside him. No surprise there.
Mm. George, flesh out the numbers a bit for us. Get us inside the data a bit, because one of the things that struck me was, why would someone think it was okay to impeach but then not convict? I know they don't have to technically go in tandem, but what kind of message would a voter want to send? Like, yes, you're impeached, but we don't want you out of office.
I think the message that they'd want to send is that they don't like the conduct, but that doesn't mean that they're willing to remove them from office, right? Similar at the local level to a recall election. And it is very clear in all the surveys that are done nationally, tracked by 538, a very reputable national sort of survey tracker that started in sports, went to politics, always has impeachment and removal together. We just wanted to give an option for folks to bifurcate the two, which is why about 6-7%, very small minority of people said, hey, I don't like the conduct, but we're going to let the voters decide. I'm not in favor of removal from office.
I also want to ask you about this 10% that's in favor of the Senate conviction of Republicans. So 90%, right, of Republicans support the president in this. But what about that 10%? Who are they?
I think those Republicans are the 10 or 15% that voted for Senator Sinema last time over Senator McSally. I think, you know, it's in every party when you identify, you get about 5 to 10% that don't actually ever end up voting with the party. So I'm not surprised it's that high. There's actually more than that that are unfavorable to the president. It's closer to about 15%. So they could be more likely than not suburban folks, and more likely than not women, because when you break down the numbers, men are much less likely to support impeachment than women are. So I would guess that they would be women and more likely to be in the suburbs here in Maricopa County.
And let me ask you specifically about Democrats. So support for conviction and removal among Democrats seems a little bit lower than most expect. We have that at 79% in favor. Is that, you know, one would think based on how much President Trump is despised by Democrats, it would be closer to 90%.
Yeah, see, this is the problem, I think. It's a hefty, hefty charge to remove someone from office. Mm-hmm. If we remember back when President Clinton was impeached and was never convicted, what happened in the immediate following midterm elections? Republicans lost a lot because it's a heavy charge to convict a president and remove him from office. Again, as it is at the local level, and I'm just trying to tie it back to local level, as a recall would be, people want elections to stand. And I think because we're also so close to 2020, people say, look, if you want to vote him out of office, let's do that in November. Let's not necessarily remove him, which is why I think that number isn't higher than it is.
George, I want to ask you about the demographic breakdown here. We talked a lot about the party breakdown, which is pretty clear. Where do the demographics fall in this? Anything stand out?
Yeah, actually, there is something that stands out. Of Hispanics, only 56% would support impeaching and removing from office, which you'd expect, again, usually Hispanics would vote against the president in higher margins, would vote with Democrats technically. But we cannot, I think I would be very cautious, and we'll tell folks to be cautious of taking Hispanics and making them synonymously with Democrats. That's not the case on impeachment and removal and a number of other issues.
And George, finally, for me at least, when it comes down to what this spectacle is going to look like, how much do you think that'll affect people? We've talked on our various programs here about whether people are really paying attention at this point, or whether it's the junkies. So when more people pay attention, do you think these numbers shift at all?
I think there's been a slight decrease, if you look at the average, a slight decrease nationally when it comes to impeachment. But as we know, we don't vote for presidents nationally. We vote state by state. So we have to look at how are each state doing. And there are some critical states where, as this thing is unfolded, the favorability for impeachment has gone down, or the support for impeachment. And I think that once the articles pass, which I would expect to, because, again, there's Democrat majorities in the U.S. House, that Even if the Senate takes up the trial, which I think that there will be a tremendous effort to not allow Majority Leader McConnell to do so, I think it will get much worse, much quicker, because the leverage will go away. The leverage will not be in the hands of Republicans.
All right. That is George Califf, president of Data Orbital. George, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.